Part 3. Puppy in a Well. I sat slumped on the lounger watching Laya escort the medicos to the seal. She was questioning them urgently under her breath, trying to make sure they had meant it when they had said Holly and I were fine. I looked over at Holly, sitting across from me, slumped too, scratching at the residue of paste left on his upper arm from the medigrip. He looked terrible. He was pale and beat and still wet from the sweat. He looked like I felt. But we were fine, I knew. No matter what the doctor said or thought or anything else, we were fine. I guessed. The food on the tray they had wheeled in between us was getting cold or hot or whatever was supposed to happen when we hadn't touched it. Funny, we had been starving when we'd asked for it. The water was long gone, though. First thing we had done was drain a pitcher apiece. I pulled out a cigarette. It shook violently along with my hand, either from sheer exhaustion or from the weight of... I dropped it on the tray, unlit. Holly made some effort to sit straighter, try to smile, too. I wondered why he made the effort.
"Well," he began energetically enough, "that was some brilliant victory, and Felix was certainly there, despite the official record."
He paused, seeming to run out of steam. He smiled again, this time a little embarrassed.
"Well, I guess we can worry about the rest of it next time."
Our eyes met, held. I nodded. Not in agreement, but at what our mutual gaze had shared. There would be no next time. No way. I stood up slowly, but steadily enough. "Tired," I said, and headed for the seal. There was a clock on the wall above it. It said only a little over 2 standard hours had passed. I stopped, looked back at Holly. He nodded.
"It's right. It seems like it's a long regular time, but it's fed to us pretty fast."
I thought about it. From the ship to being alone, to the knuckle, all that happened there. 2 hours.
"That's incredible," I whispered,
and continued my old man's shuffle to the seal. Behind me, Holly agreed that it was incredible. Never felt less in tune with my surroundings. I usually hated that. But this time I was too tired to care. I marched numbly through the seals to my suite, idly counting the number of people I passed in the corridors. I caught myself doing it, stopped it, caught myself at it again. So I gave it up. If that's what my mind wanted to do, passed 23 people altogether. I went inside and fell into bed, exhausted. I had been up a little over 3 hours. Woke up when the screen showed night outside. I lit a cigarette and sat up in bed, but I had to put it out before it was half finished. I slept again. Woke up to Karen getting in bed with me. She saw that I was awake and kissed me on the forehead, banging me gently on the tip of my nose with a nipple. Then she snuggled up with her bottom against mine and slept. Like a puppy. Me too. More hours.